Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
Welcome my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self, step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle.
Welcome to the 200th show of the Healing Fountain. And so we have a very special show today. We've got everyone here. We have Jivanda, Magenta Pixie, Pure Windsong, Miss Magical, Gary and myself, because it's a very special day. And it's about maybe 3 years ago since, or maybe 4 years ago since I met all the girls over there in Avebury. But I thought it'd be really great to have everybody on the show today to really celebrate. And as usual, it is a trans-global co-creation. And so first of all, we're going to link up with our co-host over there in America, Mr. Gary Moore. Hi, Gary.
I'm still looking for the girl part.
Well, they're coming online any minute on air.
That's okay. I just love looking. I just love looking for it. Anyway, I am happy to be here. This is exciting, the 200th Healing Fountain episode. And welcome, everybody. And wow, three years ago, here we are.
Can't believe it, can you?
And so, I know, it's amazing.
I know, because it's a month ago since it was the summer solstice again, I thought it'd be really good. And I know I'm going to bring back some memories with this song I'm going to play, first of all, before we bring anybody else on. And it's a Gaia tune, and it was composed by Miss Magical over there in Avebury.
And part of it was done in the garden, in the beer garden of the hotel, the Castle and Ball. And we were sitting around drinking Tim's cocktails. And then later on, it was finished off in the middle of a crop circle. How about that? And so it's got a special meaning for all of us. So we'll play this. This magical Gaia tune.
Okay.
And we're going to bring her online in a minute, along with Magenta Pixie, Pure Wind Song, and Javanda. So we'll bring Javanda on first, and she's our special guest.
All the love that's in heaven.
Magical Gaia tune, and she's in the chat room, and we've got loads of people in the chat room. We do have Magenta Pixie and Jivanda, who we're going to bring online right now, but we've also got Nancy Wade, someone else famous, and Pure Wind Song and Ascension, and we hope you're going to click to talk, or if you'd like to call us on the switchboard, Magenta, Miss Magical and Marika, would you please call 001-646-929-0461, because you'll be calling from outside the United States. So that's 001-646-929-0461, or press click to talk and we can pick you up on the switchboard. But in the meantime, we're going to bring Jivanda on right now. Are you there, Jivanda?
Now I am.
Now you've unmuted.
There you are.
Hi, Gary. Hi, John. Congratulations.
Hello.
On your 200th
broadcast. Yes,
yeah.
Great, isn't it? I
Amazing.
Can't believe it. It's just gone so quickly. And Jivanda, of course,
well, you're to be congratulated
Israel.
As well. You're a part of this show.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Well, you know, I just, help out once in a while. But you two are the driving forces behind all this. And I'm really amazed. I think you do this for 4 years now, Jean and
three,
Gary.
Three, is it? I think it's three, is it?
I think four.
Is it? Oh, good grief. Well,
200. Well, we have 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah, it sounds like
so
maybe
it's
four,
once,
isn't it?
It's once a week.
Yeah.
So that must be 4 years now.
Oh, and we've missed very few shows, have we not, Gary? We usually
actually, I don't think we have missed a week. I don't think we've missed any.
I don't think so, because at Christmas we do them maybe slightly earlier if it falls on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. Anyway, did you want to? Have you got any special memories of Avebury? Because I've got one, a special memory that involves you, Jivanda. And you know the crop circles, we were all dying to see a crop circle over there when we were in Avebury.
Yeah.
And I really sort of noticed your cape that you were wearing. It had yin and yang on it.
Right.
Yeah.
A shawl, actually.
A shawl, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. And some people say that if you are trying to communicate with the beings who do the crop circles, that you can actually communicate with them. And I was mentally sending a message out for them to send us something. Well, we wanted one. We all manifested one in the first place, didn't we? All of us together. But I wanted one that had a special meaning for us. And there was actually a yin-yang one created over there. I don't think it's the one that Miss Magical was in, but
no.
It was another one. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
that
so,
was the other one. Yeah.
So that was absolutely super. So what special memories have you got of Avebury, Jivanda?
Well, I went there, we went there 3 years in a row, and it was very special to meet with one another, and it was really feeling like family, and I really have very good memories of it. You know, people brought their guitars, music, and we had a really, really good time.
Oh, we did. It was brilliant.
Yeah. So I cherish all the memories. You know, the first year that I went, I stayed with Miss Magical at her house.
Yes. Yeah, you did.
Together with Love, 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 Love.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she is not with us anymore. You know, she passed over.
Oh, I didn't know.
You didn't?
No, that's terrible news, Jivanda.
It's already some time ago already, yeah.
Oh, bless her.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. I'm really sorry about that.
But it was really nice to, you know, I'm still grateful for all the, you know, the hospitality first year from Miss Magical, and second year we stayed with you, Jean. Well, I'm still grateful, you know, because you helped me and other people to attend the meetings. That was really great. I'm very, very happy and fortunate that I could be there.
Oh, we were so pleased to see you, and it was great. And staying with us also was Pure Wing Song, Marika, and she's actually online with us as well, aren't you, Marika? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
hello,
brilliant.
Everybody.
Hiya. So two people from Holland.
There you
and
are.
One, a person from United States, so, and myself from the UK, and we're hoping to get Magenta Pixie from the United Kingdom. I don't know if she's going to click to talk in a minute or what she's going to do, but we're all going to play a Stargate video that she made about what she says happened when we all met up at the Stone Circle in Avebury. So we're hoping she's going to call in so we can get her online. Okay, so how have you been, Marika? What have you been up to?
I'm very well, and I'm, planting the seeds of love everywhere, yeah, and just live my life, raise my children, and go to my job, and spread the light everywhere I go.
Aww.
So, and do some gatherings every now and then with like-minded people. We just did a sort of ceremony for the place on Earth that's called Den Helder. That's the place where I live. To shine a light on that place on Earth, and that was really beautiful with a group of people. And that's what I do.
That's lovely. Well, that's what we're all trying to do, isn't it? A beacon of light on the grid.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And I was hoping that Gary would be able to patch Magenta in, but unfortunately, Gary's got a very bad internet connection today, so he won't be able to do so. We do have Magenta Pixie. She's actually called in now. So, hi, Magenta. Are you there?
I think so. Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you are.
Oh, it worked.
Brilliant.
It's working. Yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello.
Hiya. It's great to have all the gang together again, isn't it?
It's lovely.
I really missed not going to Avebury this year. Well, last year I went to see the Dalai Lama, which was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I couldn't miss that. And but this year, I don't know what happened. The year just sort of, it's whizzed by, hasn't it?
It's gone so quickly this year, yeah. I don't know what month we're in from one day to the next, really.
I know, everything seems like the other day to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or next week.
Yeah, that's more like it. Yeah.
Are we in the past or the future? I just don't know.
Well, we're in all of them together, aren't we?
I think we are, yeah.
The future all at once, believe it or not, if you can get your head around that. That's a bit hard work for me to get my head around. But anyway, we do have a lovely video that we're going to play that you made over there in Avery when we were down there. And because you were saying something about the effect that the Stargate that opened, which can happen not just when we gathered together, but when any like-minded light beings gather together, it can happen, can't it? You can open a Stargate. Is that
right?
That's
right. Especially on dates that are significant as well, like the summer solstice and similar.
Yeah. Oh, that's great, isn't it? So anybody out there can all get together and hopefully achieve what you were saying that we achieved over there. And maybe Gary might put the link to the video in the chat room if he would, because my Mac is... I'll try one more time, but my Mac... Oh, it's done it.
Oh. I can do that. Oh, yeah, there you go. You did it too.
Oh, we've got it in twice, but it doesn't matter. But don't click on it yet. Or if you'd like to explain what happens, Gary, we'll just see if Magenta wants to say anything about it before we play it, because you're going to have to dash off. You haven't got long, have you, Magenta, before you've got to be somewhere. So if you wanted to...
Yeah, I have to go to bed.
What a concept.
Well, I've got an early sport tomorrow, so I must admit, I'm not a late bunny. Can I just say hello to my lovely friend Heike, who isn't a member of Blog Talk Radio, so she's in the chat room as guest. Hello, Heike. What? Shamanic.
Absolutely.
The video was inspired by when we all met at Avebury and what took place there. And it was great, really, because Miss Magical was inspired to create her song, and I was inspired to draw down the channeling. And that is what happens when people get together. We all become activated, and we create a Stargate cosmically, and we also create one within ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. So, I'll get over to... Shall I play that now, then, or did you want to say anything else about it?
I'd just go ahead and play it, yeah.
Okay, then.
Okay, we'll go ahead and play it. So, get every...
What were you saying, Gary? Can you ask everybody to click on the link and bring the players up?
That's well, funny. That's exactly what I was about to do.
Oh, thank you very much.
Get everyone to go... Go ahead and click the YouTube link, everyone. Go ahead and click that link that we put in the chat room and pull up the player, pause the player, and mute the sound, and reset the counter back to zero. And when you've done that, put up a heart in the chat room to let us know you're ready. And there's my heart. And when everyone is ready, Jen Christie and her angelically, devilishly inimitable fashion will cue us all and get us synchronized and ready to play.
I don't go near the devil.
There we go.
I'm a
light
worker.
Here come the heart.
Just for the record, I'm a light worker. Okay, then. Here we go. So I'm going to count you down so that we're synchronized and we all play the soundtrack together. So I'm hoping I've got the volume right. I'm not sure here, but I'll count you down now. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
Dear Pixie, you asked us recently on the summer solstice. I met up with a group of like-minded individuals, members of the Gold Ring, that I had only known from an internet connection. Something amazing happened when we met on so many levels, especially during the ceremony we held in Avebury by the stones. Can you tell me what took place here from your higher perspective? From our perspective, we see individual living geometry coming together and activating each other's light grid, creating a stargate, an interdimensional portal through which energies may be shifted from one quantum existence to another. That individual living geometry is you and the humans you connected with. You are correct that something indeed happened for you and your friends on so many levels. On the human level alone, this connection is so significant, For you wayshowers, lightworkers and starseeds have walked a solitary path, many of you having no like-minded individual around for many lifetimes, yet knowing you were part of a group, a soul group, a family. Connecting with your friends in this way has been long awaited by you. To be surrounded by those who think as you do, process as you do, and resonate on the same frequency as you do, even whilst remaining individual, different, and unique, is a gift, dear humans, a gift you created. For this experience of connecting with one soul group will come to all who ask for it. There are many reasons why the gathering has taken time, but one reason is the energy that is created when starseeds get together. The electrical frequency that is magnified as you join hands and center your energies within the circle you have created, as you project your thoughts and open your hearts, creates a magnificence that knows no bounds. So much can be achieved when these connections take place, especially when they synchronize with cosmic alignments, as with the summer solstice. This your ancestors knew, which indeed are the previous incarnations of yourself, and they leave the legacy of pre-incarnate ancestral memory within your DNA to be activated when you carry a certain level of light within yourselves. Starseeds out of balance will be guided into positions of solitary walking until such a time when they are able to focus the energy they hold. Although there are balanced and activated starseeds that have walked the solitary path for different reasons, starseeds out of balance coming together and connecting this way would blow the light bulb, as it were, overloading the geometric system they would naturally create by their coming together. This is but one reason for the waiting of the gathering. Starseeds in balance will be guided into collective gathering with each other. Once they are able to focus the energy they hold, they empower each other and thus the whole, bringing healing, balance and creativity to the grid, and thus making that energy available for all. The love you feel for each other as you connect in timeless remembering is the frequency of Source. It is you, you humans, consciously focusing that which you are, conductors of energy, that shall change the very reality you exist within, creating a new matrix formation around your planet, anchoring a fifth dimensional frequency into your very lives, your very bodies. Unaware of your energy, your power, your ability to anchor and hold Source, unaware and divided, you have been manipulated, your energy taken for the sustenance of others, of non-physical life forms of lower frequency. Aware of your energy, your power, your ability to anchor and hold Source, you cannot be manipulated, for it is you that holds the power of love. Your genuine love for each other, your purity, your balance, is the very frequency that shall flow through you, living conduits that you are, and change your reality, creating one that you choose, collectively. This is what you did, dear humans, as you anchored your frequencies. Call it gathering, call it ritual or ceremony, and it is all these indeed. But from our perspective, it is conscious conduits of light, having followed their own inner guidance, coming together to anchor light energies of higher and higher frequencies onto your planet. There were many who came together on the Earth Day you mention, the summer solstice, who created the Stargate as you did. Some groups were fully conscious as your group was. Others followed a gut feeling, not quite knowing or understanding why. Yet much light was anchored this day, taking your planet, your entire reality, to yet another level on the ascension stairway. Specifically with your group, much was done above and beyond the human connection. A circle was created with the geometric energies of 12 and 1. Our conduit does not fully understand the significance of that figure, but those of mathematical understanding will know that the 12 is the doorway and the 1 is the key that unlocks it. The 13 creates activation of the circle. If you could see what we see when your circle is activated this way, you would see color, rainbow colors of light, intensified color, rising from the central core of your living circle, and you would hear tones of the highest frequency. The 13 star seeds activated the codes within the grid, creating the Merkaba, the living light ship. This is the vehicle that shall carry you off the planet, to worlds you have dreamt of, and to some not yet dreamt of, or thought of, or created by any conscious thought. You shall be carried off the planet and across the dimensions while remaining on your planet, dimensions within dimensions, as you created a dimension with your friends, and you sensed this, each and every one of you. Others around you felt the existence of this dimension, the birth of a new consciousness. Small enough to exist within a circle of 12, vast enough to exist everywhere, out of time, out of space, yet birthed just as the ancestors birthed energy this way. It was no accident that you and your friends came together. The meeting was planned before each of you were born. And is it not so that something so simple, so flowing, so easy as friends meeting up, making music, singing, talking, laughing, playing, can indeed hold the depth of memory that transcends the human life you know? Yet that transcendence is anchored also within the human conduit. Friendships created yet remembered from long before this lifetime, a blueprinted meeting planned prior to incarnation. Now is the time that these gatherings shall occur. Meetings, reunions, soul contracts completed, karma balanced, twin flames connected, brothers and sisters embracing, creating healing, and centering thought together as you take your rightful place as sovereign individuals upon the fifth dimensional planet Earth. This cannot be stopped, for it is destined in all timelines. It is the will of Source for it to be this way. It is the collective will of humanity. Within the structure of the circle you created, you wished for the energy to be available for all. You took action on the physical level by the free giving of your candles to others, to move this energy into a place where it can be freely accessed by others. The creation of our energy into human language, read, spoken, heard, viewed by others, freely passes the energy to the listener, the receiver, so they may feel the connection of the multidimensional selves coming together, perceived as others in human form, allowing this to manifest in actuality for them. The significance of this newly birthed consciousness has yet to be realized. But know this, the energy of the circle created by you and your friends has now been anchored and is there for all. So we say, go forth, humans, balanced star seeds, wayshowers of the new world. Now is your time to connect, have fun, communicate, laugh, dance, sing, create, make merry, make music, and play as your ascension culminates. We shall guide you to anchor that light into your planetary grid as you play your game of human life and allow all your days to be a celebration of the game of human life. We are the White Winged. Collective consciousness of nine.
That was Magenta Pixie, and that video is actually on YouTube, So if you wanted to look for that, it's called the UK Gold Ring Meetup. And right now we're going to bring Miss Magical on. Are you there, Miss Magical?
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Hiya, yes, we can. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Brilliant.
Lovely to be here. And first, I'd just like to acknowledge you guys at the Gold Ring Healing Fountain, because the radio show, because, you know, you've kept it going. You've been there through thick and thin. I know, Jan, sometimes it's been a real challenge for you, you know, with life being busy and your music and everything else and all the other good work that you do. So I just want to acknowledge you and of course, Gary, who's always, he's always up for it. If there's fried bread, he's there. And, you know, it provides a beautiful platform to share healing and wisdom. And so that's what I wanted to say to you. And, of course, Pure Winsong, who was there at the beginning.
Well, she's still here, aren't you there, Marika?
Yes.
She is still here. There. We're all still here.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
It's brilliant.
Really, really great.
Yes, I think about this the same, because it's really I've been there from in the beginning, and I was there every show about the first 70 shows, and it's really a lot of work to create a show, and it's really nice when you love to do it, and but I really honor Miss of John Christian, Gary Moore, for bringing it on every week, again and again.
Oh,
so
and
really,
you were there right from the beginning, as you said, Marika, and in fact, we created it together
yes,
right from
was.
The beginning.
Yeah.
And then you had a load of things happening in your life at the moment, so that was you out for the time being, but you never know, you might be able to get John to come back on and do some more shows, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That would be brilliant, if you can.
Yes. When I came, I come online.
And so have you got any special memories Avery, Marika?
Oh, yes. There's such a treasure in my heart. I haven't been there when the first gathering was, because I just joined Gold Ring, I think a couple of weeks before the meeting. And but I didn't went. And then the other 2 years I went to England, and I really liked it. I really think about it a lot. It was so special to meet family, real soul family, and yes, to see in everybody who I am. And yes, I think that we are so I meet a lot of like-minded people around me in the Netherlands, but no one is so really like me as the Gold Ring family.
Really.
So, and I think we're going to meet again.
Oh, definitely. In
yeah.
fact, Sentian's in the chat room. He was over there in Avery
yeah.
with us, and he's saying that we'll all meet again. Yes, we will, definitely.
Yes, we will. Mm-hmm.
Well, in just a moment, we're going to be doing our candle ceremony and everything, and we do have a beautiful meditation uploaded by Jivanda to the switchboard, which nobody seems to be able to find just at the minute. I'll just have a look and see if I can see
it.
But have you found it? Oh, that's brilliant, Gary. Thank you. Because it was uploaded with a hash in front of it, and I don't have a hash on my computer. And somebody says it's above the number 3, but on mine it's a pound sign. Well, I'm in England, aren't I?
Yeah,
anyway.
Had a hash in front of it, and I think somebody smoked the hash, and we found it. So there we go.
Oh, brilliant. As long as you got rid of the hash. I mean, I love corned beef hash, but, you know, I was struggling to find it on
the air.
It's
like the Big Bong Theory.
It is.
A lot of people
subscribe
to the Big Bong Theory. You know, you've had the Big Bang Theory. We've got the Big Bong Theory. You know, God smoked the Big Bong, and here we are, you know.
Oh.
So it's like the hash, you know.
So we're going to thank
there's the meditation.
We're going to thank Magenta for that beautiful video that we played. And we do have another Skype caller. Who's calling in on Skype now, Gary? Do you want to have a look and see before we get on with the ceremonies? We haven't got long, because we are doing a meditation. So we do need to move along But if you'd like to just see who the Skype caller is, it might even be Ascension.
I could do that. It's someone from 1111111 Skype. You are on the air.
Right.
Talk to her.
Hello.
You called me? Did you call for me?
No. Who are you?
Yeah. Where have you been? We've been wondering where you were.
I'm me. Who are you?
Well, for the benefit of the viewers, sorry, the listeners, I think I'm on TV here now. For the benefit of the listeners, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Cardo, but you know me in
Ascension.
So.
Yeah.
Of course it is. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, actually. Thank you. I'm living in a castle now.
In a castle? Wow.
Yeah,
have you been
I'm
manifesting your abundance? I think I need to manifest mine.
Well, in more ways than one, yeah, for sure.
Wow. And how's your poetry doing? You write beautiful poetry, don't you?
Yeah, I'm writing my book. I'm going to publish my book this year.
Wow, brilliant.
As well. In Dutch, and then I'll work my head on the English one.
Right.
Well, you were at Avebury. Give us, share with us one of your memories of Avebury.
Well, the one I was thinking about, see, I wasn't there the first year, too. I was only there in spirit the first year. But the second year, I still remember, you know. I mean, I keep thinking about this Tia. It's a shame she's not here now, but I know she's here. She's such a powerful woman, you know, because we were just doing our thing, and then our circle got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then Tia said, come on, join hands. Walk a circle, focus love. She was going like mad, you know. It was really crazy. And I really felt like we were really like a representation of the whole family Earth at that time, because all the people who were there just to drink or to smoke or whatever were joining in to do this ceremony with us, you know. It was very powerful. That was one of
yes.
the most incredible memories I've had of that day. It was really, really
me
amazing.
Me too. Because
and it made
were...
me dance.
Yeah, what? There was... There was our gold ring circle of about maybe 16, was there, of us? About 16 of us. But there must have been about 400 or 500, if not more, people just standing about who all joined hands in the circle with us, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there was about 1,000 people. I don't know. I didn't count them. But there were a lot of people who all joined our little circle we started off. So that was really powerful, as you said, Ascension. Brilliant. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, excuse me if my connection is bad, okay? Just feel with
no,
your
you're
heart
good.
And I'll be there.
You
oh,
sound
okay.
great.
Cool. Mm.
So
thank
thanks
you.
A lot for speaking to Ascension, and thank you for telling us about your memories of it. Anything else? Are you there? Have we lost you, Ascension?
He's still on the switchboard, but I don't know.
No, I can't hear
anyway,
him.
Anyway, that could explain what happened to Giovanna's hash. He smoked it. Oh, never mind.
No, we won't go there. And
no, he dropped
thank
off
you for
now.
Calling
he's
in, Ascension. Yes, he has. Thank you for calling in. And right now we're going to do our candle ceremony before we bring Giovanna on to do a beautiful meditation. Do you want to just tell us what your meditation's about, Giovanna?
Well, it's about releasing negative energies like guilt, sorrow, grief, shame. And it's just, I think, maybe 9 or 10 minute meditation.
Oh,
and, you know, we are, you know, because we are conditioned to believe that we are born in guilt, and, you know, the whole society is. Yeah, telling us that we are guilty, but we are not, you know, we are free. So to move on, you have to release of those negative energies. And that's the meditation about.
That sounds beautiful. Okay, then, so we'll just do our candle ceremony. And we like to make a ceremony of this every time because it makes it special. And we like to light our candles. So we'll do that right now.
Thank you.
Lighting our candle sets the intention. And along with prayer and focused intent, it helps us to manifest our goals. And fire is a very powerful tool. It links us to our Creator, because we're all sparks of the big light. And I'm lighting my candle for world peace and spiritual unity. I've also lit my Nag Champa, which purifies the atmosphere, ready for us to call in the beings of light to help us, or the angelic realm, or whoever you like to call in. So I've lit my candle in my Nag Champa, so we'll call in the beings of light now, with Patricia Corey.
Call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia. And now I'd like you to sing along with me, because I'm going to sing without any music. It's Cola Voce. An ancient healing song, probably sung by the Essenes, because it's a healing song which was made from words spoken by Moses to God when his sister was very ill. So sing along with this, please.
Ana, Elna, Rafana.
That one. And we'd like to ask Pure Wind Song to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Sean. Dearest Wei Xiaowen, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now.
And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Sit down comfortably and close your eyes. Bring your attention to your heart. And breathe from your heart. Imagine your head, your mind, inside your heart. Surrounded by love. You are now headless, you are now witness, put your left hand on your heart. And while you're breathing in and out from your heart, you be aware of everything around you and of yourself. Be a witness of any thoughts that may come up. And release the thoughts. And if some thought may come up that you cannot release, just focus your attention on your breathing again. Breathe in through the heart, breathe out through the heart. And when you are in the position of a witness, you may see layers of energy around you. Much like onion skin layers. And these layers may have energies of your past. They may contain feelings of guilt, energies of guilt, energies of shame. Energies of sorrow and grief. Just watch them. And you may feel the guilt feelings again, the feelings of sorrow again. The feelings of shame again. Just continue breathing. And be a witness. For now, it's time to release all those negative energies to be able to move forward, to be able to be in the now. Just connect with your heart. With your higher self, with the love inside, and with that love, you breathe away every layer. Breathe in, and while you breathe out, let those layers go. One by one. See them go and transform into love. Breathe in and breathe out. Watch them go and imagine they turn into all kinds of colors, rainbow colors of love. Every layer, let it go. You peeled off all the layers. There's you. Sunshine you. The being that you really are. Because you are not guilty. You don't have to be ashamed. You are the most beautiful person on earth and in the heavens. That's you, happy, free. Do you realize that all the energies around you that were stuck are now gone. They were just the result of conditioning, the result of judging yourself and you may as well say thank you to yourself, because you just freed yourself. Feel your feet on the ground again. Wiggle your toes. Happily wiggle your toes and your fingers. And slowly open your eyes. Dears, to know you. Thank you so much.
Thank you to Jivanda for the beautiful meditation. It was wonderful. If you'd like to close your chakras, that's up to you. Just pretend you have doors and start at the top of your head and work your way down your body, closing the doors as you go. Thank you to Miss Magical, Magenta Pixie, Pure Wind Song, and Gary and everyone else who's joined us today, Ascension as well. Thank you very much. Don't go yet, because we do have a couple more things to play, one of them being a special song for Jivanda that I found on the switchboard.
If I could be brave like a tree, strong as the silver sea, if I could throw off my leaves and renew, then maybe I could be with you. If I could find my way in the night and see beyond mountains high, take back the sun that we painted so blue, then maybe I
Takk fyrir að vera gangið að vera annað kvöld. Takk.
Beg your pardon. Was that Dutch? Do you remember?
I think it was some kind of Danish or Scandinavian. I don't know. Thank you. Thank you for dedicating that song.
Oh, I couldn't.
That was a beautiful song. Yeah.
It's lovely, but I can't read the artist.
I don't know who.
It's Elvor or something poised. It's called All Blue anyway. And yes, it was beautiful. And she had a lovely voice, but I'm afraid I couldn't read the artist on that. It's got a load of...
It sounded like Minnie Mouse on helium.
Oh, no, that's what that sounds like. But next week we have Zingdad, and he's going to be talking about soul integration. In fact, he's an author, and he's written a book about it as well. So that sounds really interesting. And... So I'll be here next week with Zingdad, and we're going to get Jivanda back on very shortly soon, because she's going to be hosting, aren't you, Jivanda? And thank you very much for being here today and everybody else. It really was a trans world co-creation, because we had people, we had Gary from the United States, three people from Holland, Jivanda, Marika and Sension, and Miss Magical and Magenta Pixie and myself from the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. So, and we had Jumpy in the chat room, he's from Brazil, and people from all over the world, really. So we just love doing the show. So thank you so much for all your support, everybody, because we couldn't have done it without you.
Yes, thank you all. It is wonderful to be on again with Marika and Jivanda and Magenta and Miss Magical. It's absolutely.
Yeah,
wonderful.
We'll have to do it again.
This is exciting.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We'll do it again on our 300th show. How about that?
Okay, that's a deal.
Well, hopefully it's better than that.
Or the 200,
yeah, really.
Or the 231st show or so.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been absolutely wonderful working with you all again, and thank you so much for being here. And I'm going to play out with this song that I've just recorded, and the reason I'm going to play out with it again tonight, which I did last week, is because I just had it published by PRS in America, Performing Rights Society, and so it's off the net at the moment. I'm not allowed to put it out there yet, so I'm going to play out with it. I can play it on the show, so we're going to say goodbye and bless and finish with this one. It's called The Light of Love. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for being here.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us, even though we weren't
everybody.
Coming for it. Bye-bye.
Just another working day. You tell me leave something, so I know that you'll be back. Seems that you're trusting me somewhat inadequate.